Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning and welcome to The Public File. I'm Doug Thomas, and my guests for this segment are Garth Lewis, Yolo County Superintendent of Schools, and Kenya Powell, Program Specialist with the Yolo County Office of Education. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Garth, let's start with a little bit of your background.
Thank you for that, Doug, and glad to be on this morning. I serve as the Yolo County Superintendent of Schools. This is my 27th year as a professional educator. And I've served as a teacher, site administrator, district administrator, and now rounding out my first term as the county superintendent of schools here in Yolo County.
And Kenya, tell me a little bit about you.
Sure. I am the program specialist for career and college readiness for Yolo County Office of Education. This is my 17th year in education. I spent 15 years at Twin Rivers Unified School District, and now I'm with Yolo County and haven't been happier.
Fantastic. Well, I've got a couple of teachers in my family. My father and my sister are both teachers, and so I really appreciate what you guys do. Changing the future of America, right?
Absolutely.
Yolo County Office of Education is hosting the 7th Annual African American Student Leadership Conference on May 17th. Give us an overview of the event, please.
I'd like to thank you and Audacity for this opportunity to share this event with you. The event will be on Tuesday, May 17th from 9 to 1:30. It's an opportunity for minority students to kind of gather from all of our high schools throughout Yolo County and to experience some culture, some leadership activities, and also just some career and college readiness.
We were all doing the pandemic shuffle last year, and the conference was hosted via Zoom, but you're back in person this year. So where's the conference going to be held?
Absolutely. So this year's event is going to be at Woodland Community College, and we definitely want to thank President Art Pimentel, Vice Presidents Casey Gardner and Adela Escuela Swenson, and their departments for hosting us and all of their help that they've given us so far. They've been amazing.
Tell me a little bit more about the size of the African-American student population in Yolo County.
Absolutely. Yolo County serves close to 30,000 students, K-12, and based on the most recent data from the California Department of Education, roughly 3% or just over 800 of those students identify as African-American. By comparison, if you think about our neighboring county, to the south, Sac County, with 243,000 students, 25,000 of which, or nearly 11% of which, are African-American students, just to kind of give a perspective. In terms of the rationale, and this plays into it in terms of the numbers of students that we serve here in the county, it's really important for us to provide space and opportunity, as Kenya mentioned earlier, for our young people to come together, to hold space and to experience both from a cultural standpoint as well as from an educational standpoint, what Black excellence looks like. And so this is a motivating factor for us to bring together our young people here in Yolo County.
This is the 7th annual conference hosted by the Yolo County Office of Education. How did the conference get started?
A little over 7 years ago, then County Superintendent Dr. Jesse Ortiz brought together a group of African-American educators and community leaders in Yolo County to begin thinking about how is it that we can promote excellence and the academic achievement of African American students in the county. And one of the ideas was this concept of the conference. The intention of the originators of this session really was, again, to bring together an opportunity for a multi-generational experience, as well as to introduce and to promote college awareness and this opportunity to express leadership in ways in which young people would resonate with young people and they would find it meaningful. And we've been successful in that and very pleased with the impact and the feedback we have received from students who have attended in the past.
You've taken steps to incorporate Black history and culture into the programming, including the opening session with a libation ceremony. What can you share about that?
Positive cultural representation, it matters, right? And seeing yourself reflected in your history is important to building self-esteem and also building self-efficacy. The libation ceremony that we have every year is really an African tradition of honoring elders in the community, showing them appreciation, and acknowledging all that they have sometimes even sacrificed and contributed for those who have come after them.
That gives all new meaning to the word libation because, you know, we always think, oh, libation, oh, that means they're going to have a few beers, right? But there's a little bit more to it than that, right?
Definitely.
Yeah.
A lot more to it.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, there's also a session for kings and queens. Why was it important to include Black culture and traditions into the conference?
So the kings and queens sessions are an opportunity for the students to self-select where they identify and to discuss topics that are relevant to African Americans and also other minorities, kind of from a gender-centered perspective. For example, like last year's Queen session, it took a turn in topic just by the comment of one student and how she felt African American women are portrayed in the media. It was a really deep conversation that the students led with trust and respect for each other in the space that was created for them to do so. You know, these sessions are really guided by education professionals who are trained in cultivating and facilitating youth-led civic action and in the betterment of self. This year's King Session will be facilitated by Michael Lynch, and he's the CEO and founder of Improve Your Tomorrow. And the Queen Session will be facilitated by Dr. Rhonda Renfro, and she's also the CEO and founder of Club Stride Incorporated.
That'll be tremendous. Who are some of the other speakers and sessions that you have going on this year?
We are really excited to have Rashawn Davis, the founder of Unseen Heroes organization in Sacramento and the Sacramento area and Yolo County area that really works on community involvement and kind of creating those public spaces to get together. We also have MC Marcus Smith from the Equity Lab and the Sacramento Bee. Our libation ceremony is going to be hosted and facilitated by Sandy Holman from the Culture Co-op. I've already mentioned the King and Queens facilitators, but we'll also have the Martin Luther King Freedom Center there, the Sacramento Area Youth Speaks, Frankie Woods from the Teen Media Bus, and just a host of other participants who will be vendors throughout the day.
It's kind of like picking your favorite child, but which workshops and sessions are you most looking forward to?
Let's see. What do you think about that one? I would have to say it's probably the King and Queen session for me. I love to see where the conversations go and to hear what our young people are thinking and really the creative solutions that they kind of come up with when they start putting those things out there in these conversations.
And for me personally, I'd have to go with the college student panel. It's really energizing to sort of engage in that near peer conversation, and typically our young people in the audience are able to ask questions that have been on their minds for some time and just haven't had the space or an opportunity to speak with someone who they felt really heard them or saw them and could relate to their needs. I'm excited about the college student panel. I always walk away learning something about what's on the minds and hearts of our young people and ways in which they can be supported in helping to make the college dream a reality for them.
That's true. That's a good one, too.
See, like I said, picking your favorite child. Hey, we love them all.
Yeah.
During each conference, the Yolo County Office of Education recognizes a community member. How are these leaders selected, and who's this year's recipient?
The criteria that we use to select our honorees each year really focuses on the contributions individuals have made, the leadership they've exhibited over their course of their careers or community service. And this year, we're very excited to be able to recognize Mrs. Candace Richardson Fowler. She is an employee with the Yolo County Office of Education and also serves as a trustee on the Woodland Joint Unified School Board. In fact, she is only the second African-American woman to serve in that capacity in the district's history. She is a bold leader who is committed to serving young people and leading in a way that really puts others first. And so we're excited to be able to recognize her for her contributions to the educational community. We're also recognizing Adonai Mack Sr., who in 1968 was a student who helped to lead student strikes at UC Berkeley in support of and in a call for ethnic studies as a part of the curriculum. He also completed his PhD in sociology from UC Berkeley, went on to become a professor at UC Davis, and eventually led a school district in Del Paso Heights as a superintendent for 22 years, where he established an agreement with the University of California, Davis, regarding college matriculation for students graduating from the high school, as well as implemented a literacy program to address the needs of students of color.
Sounds like some very worthy recipients. You're listening to The Public File. I'm Doug Thomas, and my guests this morning are Garth Lewis and Kenya Powell, the 7th Annual African-American Student Leadership Conference, coming up May 17th. Details are online at yoloslc.org, yoloslc.org. And you can also find things on social media at facebook.com/YOLOCOE. One of the goals of the conference is to encourage students to consider education beyond high school. What's the best way to build a college-going culture?
One of the ways is definitely the HBCU student panel that Garth mentioned earlier. It is going to be hosted by the National College Resource Foundation, and they will be students that are California natives who have gone to HBCU. Which are historically Black colleges and universities throughout the United States. So those students are going to come back and do a live panel with our students and just really talk to them about the differences in going to not only a college that the majority of students are students of color, but also attending a college out of state, because all of the HBCUs are out of California. So that's a little difference in itself for a student from California to go to college.
Right.
Moving to another state is a whole other issue, but also going to a school where the majority of students look like you is also a little different. So that's one way. We will also highlight our career and technical education programs that are available to the students at their respective high schools, as well as have representatives from other college and career readiness programs from Sac State, from Woodland Community College, and from UC Davis.
Let's talk about this year's theme, See Your Future Through Your Past. How is that theme selected, and what does it mean?
This is my third year coordinating this event. The first year we had a different theme, but last year, with all of the unrest that was happening in the African-American community,
sure,
on top of the pandemic, it just really hit me that our brown students needed that space to understand that this too will pass, you know, that our race has been through tougher times, that we don't just survive through this, that we thrive. And I wanted them to see how they too can persevere through these hard times, learn to advocate for what's right and their own beliefs, hence the theme, See Your Future Through Your Past. And then we decided last year that that really should just kind of be our ongoing theme, to just continue to support that
sure,
with our students, you know, throughout each event.
That is a powerful theme. See your future through your past. I love that.
if I may just add, that notion of seeing our future through our past is an African value known as Sankofa, the idea of going back and fetching our history to help us to build strength and resilience, a capacity, and to inspire and motivate us to move forward and to do better.
That's kind of one of the oldest tricks in the book, right? If you don't learn from your history, you're going to repeat it.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
The conference sounds like a true community partnership. Is that the case?
It absolutely is. As they say, teamwork makes the dream work.
Right.
We rely on support and partnership from the five school districts that are served here in Yolo County, Davis, Esparto, Washington Unified, which is in West Sacramento, Winters, and Woodland, as well as sponsorship. Washington Unified School District and the Woodland Joint Unified School District have also made monetary contributions toward the event, along with Travis Credit Union and Grand Canyon University. Our event planning team, a tremendous planning team led by Kenya, includes Frida Clark, who is a counselor extraordinaire from River City High School, Anta and Karen Swan, who are also experts in their own right related to college and career readiness here out of the Yolo County Office of Education. And we also really enjoy having community partners who arrive as individuals and participants who volunteer during the day to make this day a very special event, one in which our young people feel seen and heard.
If someone's listening right now and they'd like to get involved with the conference, what's the best way to do that?
I would suggest that anyone that's interested would visit our website at yoloslc.org. That's yoloslc.org. And contact any of our planning team members. We absolutely are always looking for additional support in terms of speakers and or monetary support, volunteers. And so that's the way for folks who are interested to get involved.
All right, this one's for you, Superintendent Lewis. 4 years ago, you became the first elected African-American superintendent of schools in Yolo County, and this year you were named a Black Changemaker by the Sacramento Bee. What are you planning to share with students at the conference about your journey?
Appreciate the question, and first and foremost, really affirming for our young people that they matter, that they are seen, they are heard, and in fact, that in the design and the planning of that day, their faces, their voices have been taken into account to ensure that this was a day that was reflective of something that would make them, again, feel seen and heard.
Sure.
Beyond that, sharing with the young people the importance of mentorship, the important role that others play in our lives. And as we see the focus more and more with our society, I won't even say generations necessarily, but with our society that's focused more so on the individual and who I am and how I show up in the world, for our young people to recognize that we all stand on the shoulders of giants and to value that notion, along with affirming the fact that each one of them has a special gift, has a special talent that we want to help them to recognize, and as they do recognize it, that there are adults who are here to help them with cultivating that and to turn that talent and those gifts into ways in which they can both build their communities and invest their time and talents right now, right? That they are leaders right now, that they have influence right now, as well as into the future. And so my message really is around looking at our past to inspire our futures, as well as the fact that the here and now is a time for our young people to express their leadership gifts and talents.
Outstanding. This is my favorite question of the morning so far. How much does the conference cost to attend?
The conference is free for the students.
The nice price.
Yes.
Well, do I need to register ahead of time?
Absolutely. You can register on yoloslc.org, and the registration will be open until the day before the event, but students must complete their specific school field trip requirements because it is on a Tuesday. And it is during the school day, so it's just the normal school field trip requirements that they have at each of their sites. They have to make sure that they've fulfilled all of those requirements first, which may have an earlier deadline for them.
So that's YOLO SLC, YOLOSLC, as in Student Leadership Conference, .org. That's the best way to go.
Yes.
That's where you go to get signed up and get ready to go.
Absolutely.
What grade levels is the conference open to?
The conference is open to 7th through 12th graders that live or attend school in Yolo County. And new this year, we will have 7th graders added to the program. And the junior high school students, 7th and 8th graders, will kind of have their own strand of workshops.
Now, is the event just for African American students, or can anybody attend?
Anyone can attend. Absolutely not. We invite and encourage all students of all races and backgrounds to attend and participate in the conference. Any of the cultural aspects and the history aspects, I mean, that's all of our history, right? So
sure.
It's not just African American history, it's American history. And we really encourage all students to attend the event.
I mean, I learned something already, the libation ceremony. So
absolutely.
Yeah, lots of good stuff to learn, right?
Yes.
What other incentives are there for students to register early?
Well, the first 100 students receive a swag box of the event. So they'll get, like, it's a T-shirt and some other things in there. So the first 100 students to register will get that.
That's what got me into radio in the first place, is all the free T-shirts. Oh, no, that's another story. Okay. Now, can students get a look at the schedule in advance?
Yes. The schedule is posted on the website. So it's that same YOLO SLC, studentleadershipconference.org. If they go to that, they can get a look at the workshops that are going to be happening. The presenter page is not up yet, but it will be there, so they can read a little bit about each of the facilitators for the workshops, and also get any other, the registration button is on there that'll link them, you know, directly to the registration.
How can our listeners help with the event?
Definitely, if you know any students 7th through 12th grade in Yolo County, be sure to just share the conference with them. All the high schools and junior highs are promoting the event, so we encourage the families to start with their school counselors or their school administration that can help guide them to the registration site. And, you know, again, they can all log on to yoloslc.org to register or learn more about the event.
Outstanding. Thank you both so much for joining me this morning. Garth Lewis, Yolo County Superintendent of Schools, and Kenya Powell, Program Specialist with the Yolo County Office of Education. The 7th Annual African American Student Leadership Conference coming up May 17th. You can get details online. Yolo SLC, that's YOLOSLC, as in Student Leadership Conference.org. And we can also find you on social media, Facebook.com/YOLOCOE. Thank you both so much for your time this morning.
Thank you. It's a pleasure being here with you.
Thank you so much, Doug. We really appreciate it.
This has been The Public File. If you'd like us to cover your nonprofit, email sacpsa@odyssey.com, sacpsa@audacy.com. I'm Doug Thomas. Happy Easter, and thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.